Wake up! I need you to be focused.
Don't let anyone tell you that shit.
Oh, I sound like a massive prick.
So if you get made fun of, you get made fun of. Who cares?
But what I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Speed. Passion. Attitude. Reliability. Knowledge. Welcome to Lobau's Spark. The power of ADHD.
Who is this person who speaks to me as though I needed his advice?
Yes, last night he's swimming in Jack Daniels, and now he can lead tall buildings in a single bound.
This person would be your host, and yours truly, Lobau.
What is your profession?
Hello there again, and welcome to Season 10 of Lobau Spark, ADHD and Resilience. Lobau Spark has started a fundraising effort for Crisis Text Line. We have a goal of $19 per episode, as $19 supports one person in their time of absolute crisis with their mental health. If you would like to donate through our fundraiser titled Lauren's Infinity, the link is listed in the episode's description. Lauren was my wife's best friend and loved by all who came into contact with her. Lobau Spark is proudly sponsored by Build in Public University, a safe place to promote your content. Lobau Spark is also proudly supported by Terry Shubilla, Leo Guinan, Kirk Hofstrom, Casey Elliott, Sarah Delano, Justin Allingham, Blushing Crafter, Jamie Young, and Beth Jones. It is only because of you that I can keep this going. Today's friend is Brittany, and she does not have ADHD, but stay with me here on this. Sometimes when it comes down to ADHD and being resilient, we need a neurotypical who is resilient enough to put in the time to understand us and the way our brain works. This episode was recommended to me by her husband. Talk about a winning combination. In this episode, I speak with a loving wife to an ADHD husband. Today, Brittany gives us a glimpse into what some of those without ADHD experience when around those of us that have it. Honestly, it can be lost on us sometimes when we know just how resilient we are, that there might be a loved one who is resilient as well, even though they might not understand our condition. Brittany has chosen to try and understand her ADHD husband. She is trying to adjust. She is trying to battle frustration. Ironic, because all of us are trying to understand the outside world, trying to adjust, trying to battle frustration. But I will tell you that Brittany is one of the most loving people on this planet, because she has truly sacrificed so much to get to know the person she loves the most. It is for those reasons that I say, Brittany, you are something for someone.
I don't know, as far as like thinking of like a spectrum of how, you know, quote unquote, bad are you really on that like ADHD spectrum? Right. I would say Mark is, you know, fairly functional. However, he does have some, I guess, points of weakness, I would say. So, you know, obviously we met in college, right? Well, I was in college and he had already graduated. I'm pretty sure you were there the first night I met Mark. Sure, you were there passed out on the couch.
Yes. I remember that.
So we met there. You know, I obviously married the guy. I didn't see any like quote unquote, you know, red flags. I don't know if I should preface that I'm, you know, medical background. So
yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. I know you do. I know you have it
in a certain way.
Yeah. Totally good.
But after we had kids, definitely the inability to handle the sleep deprivation, just from having a small child, a newborn, like could not handle it, even to the point now where he's like, if we have a third kid, like you're on your own. He says, you're on your own. You're on your own for the night. And I'm basically like, fuck you, whatever. Yeah. But he could not handle the sleep deprivation. I had given him an ultimatum. I said, you have to get off Adderall. I told him, I said, you have to get off Adderall before we have kids. And that did not, it did not.
That did not go over well. No, I would
it
assume.
It did not. Yeah. No. And I guess
see it from your side, though. Like, yes. I see that because when we're on that medication, it's extremely difficult to understand, like, why we need it. It's very difficult to understand, like, why we're jumping from one thing to the next or whatever. But the Adderall is actually giving us something that, like, we desperately need to just wake up. The problem is
he needs it to wake up. And to me, that is just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. Like, honestly, oh, I just need to take my medicine. Wake me up to take my medicine.
Yeah.
So that I'll get up, you know, in the next hour or so. Like, all right.
Yeah. And then he gets up at the next hour. And then all of a sudden the kitchen has been reorganized and the garage that you're in right now, it's been totally redone. It's
this garage.
Oh my God. I mean, that's a house, Brittany. Like that is it literally is.
We have a house of house shit.
I know.
So you see this? This is a mantle.
Yeah.
I got this for Christmas. Now it was a Christmas gift from Mark. 2018, 2019. This is a mantle. Okay. That's supposed to go inside our house. It's like raw edge, whatever. It's been there since 2019.
Yeah.
It's a running joke that like it'll get done. Like whatever.
Right.
Oh, the mantle? Oh, it'll be for next Christmas. Or the Christmas after that.
The problem is that unless we do all of those things that you can't understand and that we don't understand, then we can't do the things that matter. So like the mantle is triggering our brain to be able to function in somewhat of a normal way. Even though you see the mantle as it'll never get done, we see it as it gave my brain something to do so that maybe I could focus on what actually fucking matters.
Yeah.
And I think go ahead. Yeah.
I think it took me a while to get over the resentment that I did have. For
absolutely
just the difficulty with handling the nighttime. I mean, because I was working 12-hour shifts and I was breastfeeding, and then I ended up switching over to just pumping because we had so many issues with breastfeeding. But I mean, that was around the clock every 3 hours.
Right.
So I'd do that as my 12-hour shift every 3 hours, taking care of patients, which was almost impossible. Yeah. You know, pump on the way home, get home, have this mountain of stuff to wash. And I have a very clear memory that will stay with me for the rest of my life. Unfortunately. And basically Mark was just like, as I'm washing all of this stuff, he's like, I have to go to bed. And I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you absolutely kidding me right now? And once that happened, I kind of was just like, I can't believe this. I'm going to have to wash all this stuff. And then I'm going to get up multiple times a night with the baby. And then I'm going to go back to work.
Yeah. So for your husband, he doesn't view the wash as something that
is important.
Right.
Or is necessary. Yes. His sleep is necessary. Yes.
Right. Because if he views the wash as important, what happens is that now he can't sleep. So now he can't get up and attack the next thing because he has spent so much time focusing on something that in his mind doesn't matter. But the key to this is it's not the wash. It's that Brittany matters.
it's not the wash that matters.
Right. Brittany, it's your wife matters. That is and, literally. Correct.
And that is what is so hard for ADHD people to grasp is I see a task and it doesn't matter. Like, it does not matter. Like, on my tombstone, I don't want people to say, oh, they did the wash well. Fuck them. Like, it doesn't matter. However, I do want to help the person I love the most to get something done that is important to them. Mm-hmm. That transition takes
and something that's necessary years. To feed your child.
Yes, but it takes years for our brain to know that. To separate that, like, this is a person I love versus this is something that I need to do for the person that I love. There's a huge difference in those two things. And when you have a separation from knowing what to do and doing it, which is what ADHD at its core is, I'm not a doctor. You have way more medical expertise than I do. But what I will say is that
I know nothing about, you know, except from the Google, that's about it.
Yeah. We know what to do, but we can't do it unless we care about it.
And or there's a time crunch. If there's a time crunch.
Oh, absolutely.
We can do it. So I will not. So fast forward years. So we have two kids, right?
Right. Right.
And things changed a little bit when I had a series of jobs. You know, I was taking care of patients at the bedside, and then I became a manager of a unit. So that was awesome, a very stressful, it was not a good time because I did it during COVID. And as you can imagine, we had staffing shortages because people were out with COVID. Then we were caring for COVID patients. And so I was probably about 126 pounds. When I left that job, and I'm 5'10", and that's how skinny I was because I just wasn't eating. I was just go,
you
and
focus
I
focus on your job.
Yep. And so I was doing that, and he was working from home, and he was not happy doing that. So I actually left that job so that I could take a slower paced job, not have a 24-hour unit responsibility, because with that I had to go in at night. If there was no staff, I would have to go in at night.
So you were on call, do that basically. Mm-hmm.
I was on call every single day, seven days
tough.
A week.
That
it doesn't matter.
Tough.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
That is the world of nursing, unfortunately, right now.
Right.
So I took a step down from that job. I actually lost a lot of money doing that, which was fine because he took a different job. And that is when I think he's been doing it for almost a year. I've been doing my job for about a year now. And so he would probably be at about a year. So he's traveling, right? And he only travels X amount of time, like very short.
On his decision, decision as to whether this is,
But he makes so much more money.
Right.
So it's equaled out. This was probably the best decision because both of us quote unquote, like 9-to-5 grind where he had to get the kids ready to go every single day because I was already at work. I had to get to work at 6:30 in the morning. So, and then often he would have to get the kids because I would be working till 6 PM.
Right. We are so slow in the morning until that medication kicks in that
and he's still slow that he regardless of I can walk circles around that man. I can just do circles. I can
but that's what he loves so much about you is the fact that like you can do that. And it's interesting because he can walk circles around you too.
When it comes to anything home improvement related, absolutely. Because
when it comes to actually like love and care and relationships, he is very good at that. And he's very good at it because he's fucking attracted to you. And the reason he's attracted to you is because you are everything that he isn't, and vice versa. That is why y'all work so well. It's because, like, think about it. If Mark married Mark, what the hell kind of situation? Like I had a similar scenario.
I don't know how he would survive. I already told him, I don't know what you would have done.
Right.
I don't know.
It's, you saved his life, but he saved yours too.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, it took me a while to get through that resentment, because I did have that for a long period of time through both kids.
Yeah.
Because of that issue with overnight and sleep and all of that. And, and then I think what changed was our second kid, right, has his heart issue.
Yes. I remember that.
And kind of realizing that we were about to have a baby that was going to have a lifelong, you know, heart problem, and we didn't know what was going to happen and blah, blah, blah. That was just kind of like, well, I kind of decided that it doesn't really matter whatever the problem was. It didn't matter, because as long as he was alive, you know, our baby would be alive, then everything else was fine. And then that's what really also pushed me to leave my job in that management role, because I saw a lot of people wanting to complain about a lot of things. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. I'm sitting here, you know, thinking about the death of my child and how that could happen. And, you know, so I kind of figured out that that was the only thing that was going to matter. And so I think I let go of that resentment a little bit, the way.
That's great.
And I kind of just decide that he's going to do what he's going to do on his own time.
Yes.
And I will still remind him. Like, I'm pretty sure this week I reminded him two or three times, because he said, oh, I'm going to do laundry.
Yeah. That's never going to work. Okay. So what reminders do, my wife does the exact same thing, which is, hey, did you do this today? Did you do this? Did you do this? Every single time I get a reminder, it further reduces the chances that I will even fucking entertain it.
Really?
Yes. And the reason that is because every single time a reminder comes in, I'm saying, you actually don't think I can do this. That is how our brain works. It's when you say, did you do the laundry? What we hear is, you can't do the laundry.
Now, I only remind him if he tells me that, hey, I'm going to do laundry today. And he made that comment like, hey, I'm going to put in some laundry.
That's an overcompensation. I'm getting ahead of the reminder. Okay. I'm going to tell it right now so that I don't get that text that distracts me. And then now I can't do shit. So the problem with it is we try to get ahead of these things and say like, oh yes, I'll do it. Knowing that you're going to send it. And then, because if you send that, the click on the phone, the noise, whatever it is, that can literally make us incapacitated for hours. Because now we are focusing on what we suck at, what we're horrible at, what we're, you know, this, that, the other. This is a really debilitating disorder. Like it is, because it's to the outside world, it appears so hypocritical, so stupid, so ridiculous. It's like, why can't you just do this?
Yeah, I believe you.
Yeah, okay. It's really difficult to like understand, you know, these things. The thing with ADHD that is so hard is that we want to please everyone. We have,
and he does that, and I have to tell him sometimes,
right?
And maybe it's the wrong thing to say, I don't know, but I tell him like, dude, you want to help this person, that person,
I know,
this person. What about all of this and our house, you know, everything that we're doing in the house and all of that?
It's like, because those are technical things. Those are technical. They're structures. They're not humans. There's a huge difference between a structure and a human.
I can say no.
The problem
is no real quick.
But what's so interesting about it is at the very end of the day, like, the guy's got a heart of gold. Like, he cares so much. I mean, you want that other than a clean garage.
I mean, this is,
I know you would love a clean garage. My thing on this is, would you rather have a clean garage or
oh no
someone.
No clean garage. No clean garage.
Or would you rather have a messy as shit house, projects that are never done, and someone that you know is the most loving person on earth?
I would rather have Mark. I would.
Right. Right.
I would.
That's.
Yeah.
That's the whole. See,
and he won't even let me help with this.
It's because if we let you help, then all of a sudden it's, I'm not good at my own space. It's exactly the same thing I do with my wife. Like if she wants to, if she says, we're going to take your car to this place, I'm like, the fuck we are. Like there's no chance, because what she doesn't understand and what neurotypicals don't understand is that now I have to spend 2 hours cleaning it so that when you get in the car, you don't judge me for it. And then, so that's a loss of a day to us. It's not just, can I help you clean your garage? It's a loss of a day for Mark.
Yeah. He will spend a literal day in here. Obviously, this is a lot bigger than a car.
Yeah.
But he will spend a literal day in here, and there will be a much bigger walking path because he's got to be able to get to his Pepsi fridge back
there. Absolutely. It's the doomsday bins. I can see that path right there. You just push everything to the side. It's a presentation thing. It's like when Brittany walks in, she needs to be able to walk.
It was much cleaner. Like, last week. This is just a matter of a week. So yeah, he has a hard time with putting things back where they quote unquote go.
Yeah.
Or just putting things back in general.
In general. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, we're really good at the setup. Horrible at the teardown.
It is very
frustrating as shit.
Yeah. The way it works when you have two kids is divide and conquer. So if he, because we're doing so much with the house, and I will give him absolute 100% credit, he has done a lot with the house. Granted, it's been going on for 3+ years. And I'm at a point where, like, I want to be able to do things and I want to be able to help, because before my job, I was not able to.
Right.
And so I want to be able to help. I want to be able to do as much as possible. I mean, I'm the kind of the design person. Like, I pick all the stuff, but I want to be able to get things done so that I can take it off of his plate. But, like, I need to be able to learn. So it's just this whole thing where, like, I don't know how to do it all, but he does. So I have to wait on him to get things done. But yeah, we've been doing this for about 3+ years and just renovating the house. And then we added a camper onto it. Because it was a good deal, which I was not opposed to. I really wasn't opposed to it. So we bought one that has to be completely gutted. And so we're doing that. We literally have the camper in the yard right now. So, he's done so much. He really has with all of the house, and he knows how to do it. And I don't know how he knows. It's like, he Googles it and he figures it out. And I don't know.
It's because it matters to him.
Yeah. And it's now he has the time to do it where he's been home the last 2 weeks. So he's had, 2 weeks of time. And in my mind, I think he could like prioritize his time a little bit better. But you also have to understand that I prioritize my time because my job forced me to. So I could prioritize my 12-hour shift down to a T, if I really tried really hard to do it. And I really had to in that time frame where I was still pumping for my youngest or my oldest now. So I really got good at time management. To this day, he cannot really time manage. I can't give him any advice on it because he doesn't want to know about it. So I just know when he says, oh, it's going to be 20 minutes. That means an hour.
20 minutes for me, just to let you know, you have it okay. If I say 20 minutes, it's 8 hours. Okay, 8 hours. Like,
well, at least it's only like an hour for him. Okay.
Yeah exactly. So count your blessings on this, because 20 minutes is a lot more for me. But yeah. I will say that in terms of the prioritizing, you do that very, very well.
Yeah.
You because you had to. Yes. You had to. What does Mark, your husband, prioritize in 8 hours? In your mind?
In my opinion, he does not prioritize enough. Now, hold on.
Okay.
Let me explain. Let me explain what I mean
Absolutely.
By that.
Absolutely.
Because in my brain, I can calculate, or I can know how long it would take me to unload the dishwasher.
Right.
And or load it back up. It's really not going to take that much time. Or to just put in a load of laundry into the washer. I'm not asking you to put it into the dryer. I'm just asking you to start the damn thing.
Just start.
Just start it.
Got it.
You know, the kids' clothing bin that's dirty is overflowing, right? And it's literally right there next to the washer, right next to the bathroom that you use. Right. So it's there.
Yeah.
So for me, I cannot tell him, because he gets upset. I cannot tell him that he has not done enough in my mind for that day. Because he will then say, "You don't appreciate," and I quote, "all of the things that I'm also doing, you know, outside of the house."
Right.
And so, I get that. I get it.
There's a reason for that. The reason is that since your husband was 5 years old, or when he had a sense of like, I can understand something, he was told that the way that he was doing things was wrong. So the first bit of let me help you, if you tell an ADHD person, let me help you, all we hear is you did it wrong. Because we've been told that every day, our whole fucking lives. And that is what is so difficult for us to grasp, is the fact that, like, it's not that our loved one is telling us you suck, but that's all we hear. Because that's all we've heard our whole lives. So then we present the front of like, but you don't understand what else I was doing. That was what we were good at. Putting the laundry in and starting it, we sucked at, right? Like, we sucked at that. But outside, we did something well. And that's where, if you say, thank you the fuck, Marcus, for what you're doing outside this house, he will start the laundry on time.
Yes. No, I definitely have gotten a little bit more of an appreciation for everything that he does do outside of the house. Because in my mind, in my perception of everything, it was, again, always a divide and conquer. So if I took care of the kids, he could go do the drywall, or he could go fix the camper, or whatever it was. He could go mow the grass. And so by me taking care of the kids, it was allowing him to be able to go do all these things, because otherwise he could take care of the kids and I'll go fucking mow the grass. Like, I'll take time by myself.
Oh, I know that. I know you will.
I wised up and understood why he wanted to mow the grass so bad. It's because it was quiet. And so did I start mowing the grass? Absolutely. But then did I end up with two kids on my lap mowing the grass? Yes, I did. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Brittany, you're doing a great job. Like, you are. I mean, look at y'all's life. Like, I know
we do. We've done a lot. We've done a lot. And we have a lot.
Yeah. So fucking celebrate that shit every fucking day. Instead of like the bullshit of, oh, I wish this person did something better. Yeah. I wish my wife did things better. You wish your husband does things better. Who the fuck cares? The bottom line is you're still together. Like, you're still together. You're thriving. You're doing a great job. Like, what the fuck?
We can have a little bit of humor now as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
On certain things. I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't, but we can have a little bit of humor. He texted me while we were doing this. He said, "How do I make the kids dinner?" He's being sarcastic, but yeah. Slightly. I'm just not sure. Does he mean it? I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
Not.
Well, that's another thing. ADHD and sarcasm. We are the most sarcastic people ever, because we will tell you that knowing that it is going to flip you out, because there's a certain part of your brain that's been like, wait, did he actually feed the kids? Did he?
Right.
Did he do that?
He does this. Oh my God. Now that you've said it, he does this.
Yeah.
And he does anything to get a rise out of me. Like,
because that's dopamine for his brain.
God. And now I just look at him and I don't believe what you say. I just don't believe it.
Right. So the reason we do that is because it's really difficult when things are like, if everything's going well, God, we suck so bad. Like, it is the worst thing in the world for an ADHD person is for everything to be going well, because that's no stimulation at all. So what do? We create stimulation for our brain to solve a problem. So we create the problem to solve it. Like, that sucks. Like, that is a horrible, debilitating thing, is that we will create something that we really shouldn't do just for the fact that we can think on a normal basis.
Oh my gosh.
This is the problem, is we are assholes. We are overly emotional. We are jumping from one thing to the next. But at the end of the day, we focus on what actually matters, which is the people we love the most. The problem is we can't understand why something is important to someone that we love that isn't important to us. So it's throwing shit in the laundry. Great. How does that change the world? It doesn't.
But it what doesn't. It makes doesn't. My world better.
Right. But that's what we have to start to learn, is that throwing the laundry in the fucking washing machine makes the person that I love's world better. If we can focus on that, then we'll do it. The problem is it's point to contact. Laundry, washing machine, what, clothes. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter at all.
Yeah. I definitely think that I've seen, and I know that I've seen him do things in a moment where I'm like, why are you doing that right now?
Right.
What is the point? What's the purpose? Like, oh, I need to order this one thing off of Amazon. But it's like the kids are literally running around the house, like screaming banshees, doing, you know, whatever. And I'm doing, what are you doing?
What he's doing is setting up something in his mind to where he can help you later.
Yeah, I kind of see it as he has to get it off his brain so that he can think about something else.
It's 100%. It's 100%.
I'm just like,
you are extremely supportive in that, because honestly,
you better tell him. You better tell him that.
Oh, he's gonna watch this. I mean, so like, but honestly, it's understanding that like we have to do all of these things, run around in circles, you know, chase the squirrel up the fucking tree if we have to, you know, just so the fact that our brain can click for one split second and save your life. We know that. So we do that.
Yeah. And
it's like so frustrating before, for everybody else.
I just got to a point where I decided that, how do I want to say this?
Oh, no, you say it any way you want.
What it was going to be, just the one thing
I know
you could do is just empty the dishwasher.
Brittany, so I take my medicine at 5:05 a.m. every day. Then I set my alarm for 6:38. Then if I have taken at 5:05 functions, I get in the shower and I have to sit there for 1 hour, because it's I have to literally sit in the shower for an hour before I can put shampoo in my hands to wash my fucking hair.
Oh my.
And that, yeah, I have a little bit of an extreme case, but, but in terms of what you were saying, in terms of what you were saying earlier, because it wasn't that you were telling him to put the dishes in the dishwasher. What it was that he was so focused on something else. And that when you brought up the dishwasher, he lost all ability to do anything else the rest of the day. And that, and he knew it, because he can't just put dishwasher, okay, I'll do it in 5 minutes, in the back of his mind. It's in the forefront now. So now I do the dishwasher, and now I'm fucked. Now I can't do those other things. I can't do the things that save people's lives, whatever. I'm fucked. And that is what is so hard for people to understand, is that one interruption, as much as we want to do those things, we're going to do them. But when you bring them up in a time where we're focused on something else, like making money or, doing this, that, and the other, we will stop. And then we can't address it till the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think.
Does that make sense, though?
No, I get it.
Yeah.
And I think.
Like, you were done with the fact that, like, why can't you just do this?
Exactly. The job, again, the change of the job and him being gone for a stretch of time, I don't have to worry about
it helps
necessarily.
It helps
him being there. And if he's going to do X, Y, and Z, or maybe he's not going to do X, Y, and Z, I'm reliant on myself because he's gone, and that's fine. And then when he is home, he does now have the time to do these other things, and he has picked up.
Yeah,
he'll say to me, "Oh, I'm gonna do the dishes tomorrow." And then when I get home from work and he hasn't done them, he's like, "I promised, I'm doing them." And I'm like, "All right, it's fine, you do them." whatever.
Yeah,
but switching jobs for him has been.
That's 100%.
Yeah, that's, he cannot do a 9-to-5. He can't do it.
No way to issue person can. It is like, I mean, I technically have a 9-to-5, but I'm like 9 a.m. to like noon, and then I'm done because I don't go to meetings. I don't do these things where people are beating around the bush, doing all this bullshit that like doesn't fucking matter. For example, today, I woke up early. My wife went to go ride horses. So what was the one thing that I could do to help her out is vacuum the fucking floor and put the fucking, popcorn that I spilled all over my face, the night before, in the trash can, all that. So I did that, and I don't expect any response from that. But when you're not around, it's a greater chance they'll do it. And it's because if you're around watching them do it, they're going to think you're judging them. I have never been able to do fucking anything with someone saying like, "Oh, why don't you do it this way? Why don't you do it that way?" I'm like, "Fuck you, I'm going outside." It's because our brain goes right back to that 5-year-old kid where everyone says, "Fuck you. You suck."
Yeah. Now I will say for Mark, I took a week off of work and we drywalled. But it was because I was there.
It was also because he was interested.
Yeah, we had the time. I was going to be his helper. You didn't have to do this all by yourself. I took a week off of work and we drywalled, mudded, primed, sealed, did all of that stuff on the hallway in our house. And I remember one of his friends sending him a message because, we sent some like Snapchats or, whatever. Yeah. And one of his good friends was like, "How did you get Mark to get all this done?" And I was like, "Well, I was home all week." So
right.
I was doing it with him.
Yeah. So it's interesting. A lot of ADHD people thrive on that. It's called body doubling, which means that. So there's a new thing in the ADHD community, which is people will go online, literally online, put themselves out there and record themselves washing the dishes. And it's like a live stream. And then if they know that other people are watching them do it, they do it. For me, that is fucking voyeurism. I'm not doing that fucking shit. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I am not having someone watch me do fucking anything. So it all boils down to the individual person with ADHD is an individual. And there's no way to understand this unless you get to know the person. You have gotten to know the person.
I mean, I understand that from a medical perspective, each patient is individually, you know, different, and they present a unique set of circumstances and possibilities. So,
but with mental health, it's so much more exaggerated.
I can believe it.
Because unless I get to know you, Brittany, I can't understand why you care about Mark not doing the fucking dishes. But now I know. Because I have spoken with you.
And now you know why the dishes matter.
I understand why they matter.
Listen, when you said...
That's what I'm trying to create. We understand where the person's coming from.
I get it. When you said vacuuming, listen, all I thought was y'all need to get a Roomba. Because you just turned that thing on. Okay, so Mark. Mark has bought me a couple of cleaning supply items as gifts. While I can manage keeping the day-to-day things clean, you know, making sure the food and the dishes and the kids have the laundry done that they need and just making sure the floor is vacuumed, I can do that stuff. I can't,
you can't do all the other stuff. Right, yeah. Exactly. So if you can
just sit there.
If you can present to Mark that those things you can't do are the most vital things in life, he'll do them. The problem is if you present it in a way that's like, okay, I can't do the dishes. I can't do the laundry. I can't do that. You know, you got to do this. He'll shut down. But if you present it as, I need you to do this because this literally will save my day today. He will connect to the fact that he loves you. He needs to get that done and he'll do it.
Yeah. And you know what? Also,
does that make sense? I mean, like
it
has to matter. It has to matter to us. Like
it does. But you know what? I decided also that I could live with, I would say our house is pretty cluttered. I mean, it is what it is. I maintain as much as I possibly can. I keep a kid's room clean. I keep the kitchen somewhat clean as much as possible. I feel like it's a never ending cycle when you have kids. It's just like you're always doing the dishes. But I would rather him spend his time doing the things that I cannot do. And that is
I love the way you say that. I love the way you say that because honestly, the biggest strength with ADHD people is doing the things that the people we love can't do. Mm-hmm. It's the presentation.
So he can do.
But it's the presentation. It's the presentation of it. So make him feel like a superhero by doing these.
I've told him as of recent. And like the last couple of months is kind of really where I changed when I switched jobs. I should say the last year is when I changed my mindset of it's not that he's really incapable. And again, it was just, I was so burnt out.
Yeah.
I was working all these extra hours
100%,
and 100%. The kids and all of that. And it was just,
and then we're both burning the candle.
Exactly.
You know, 100%. That's what's so hard for, like, and we feel so demoralized by that because we think we've been working like we do, like in our minds, we think that we have been doing things, And yeah. In y'all's mind, we haven't. But in our minds, we are setting up something to be able to do something.
To do the next thing? Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
God, it's just like, I tell him this. And I don't know if I've said it out loud, but in my mind, I have realized that. So if we are trying to accomplish something on the weekend, because we're both home.
Right.
Okay. It is like, I try to get him to prepare for that.
Yeah, whatever it happen. Is.
I get that. But I still try to get him to prepare for that. Because in my mind, it's like there's always one step that needs to be done before you can actually do the shit that you're trying to do. And I see that all the time. And I wish I had a good example to bring up, but okay, it's just one step to do the next thing.
So I can bring up an example for you on that. Is it's basically, we are the most unstructured, structured people on earth. As in, like, we wake up, we do something. If that something doesn't lead to something else, then we will quit. There's a structure in our mind that goes, I wake up, I take my medicine, I take a shower, I get out of the shower, I dry off, I do all, you know, for normal people, getting in the shower is not hard. Like, you just get in the fucking shower, you take a shower, and then you dry off. To us, it's wash your face, brush your teeth, shave. Is there a dry towel? Is there a, oh shit, where's the towel? Okay, so then I have to go through my mind of, and I know it's funny, but this is the disconnect, is what you think is a single shower is a 4-hour process. And on top of going through that 4-hour process, we get reminded of, why didn't you unload the dishwasher? Why didn't you do this? Think of how our brain is going to react to that. Mm-hmm. We're going to say, fuck, I just spent 4 hours trying to take a shower. Now I have to do this on top. Like, it's not unloading the dishwasher. It's handle, floor, cup, here. Where does she want the cup? I have to call her now. I have to call her and ask her where the cup is.
Yes, if you would ask me, where did this go?
So,
like, do you live here?
Right. So when he asks you that question, he is not failing at what he's doing. It's just he wants to please you. So then that's the distraction of, oh shit. Now, okay, she told me where the cup was. I put the cup up. Now, oh fuck, I'm done with this. Close the dishwasher. That's why 3 cups are in the cupboard. And the rest of the fucking dishwasher is not.
It's not emptied.
Right. Because he's exhausted. And that's, but you give him a task of loving someone, else, like you or whatever, he will dog it to death to the point where, like, it's no big shit. Things that are impossible, we are so fucking amazing at. But the things that are so simple, good God, do we suck at those things.
Yep, terrible at those.
We are.
Yeah, he is pretty terrible at those. But, yeah, and then here's an example. So, what was the last hurricane that we had that came through our area? And it was, like, not much that came up here. But I remember, so, we have chickens, okay? We've had chickens for many, many years, actually, since we moved out to the area that we're at now. And we've had a couple different flocks. We have had this coop with this very big run, is what you call it, right? Where there's a space for them to walk around. It's not just where they sleep at night, which is a little box.
Right.
And so we've had this run for many years. So we wanted to put a roof on top of it. And I remember him and I talking about it. We had enough leftover wood across our property. Our neighbor had some leftover roofing material. So we got that roofing material from our neighbor. And Mark is literally putting this roof on as the storm is approaching.
Yeah.
Because he wants to put a roof on for the chickens because the storm is approaching, but he's literally out there as the winds are picking up. And we've been talking about putting a roof on the coop for a while now. And then it's like, oh, hurricane coming. Got to put a roof on. Got to put that roof on. And that's it. That's all we're going to do.
Because that's the emergency. It's the emergency. Exactly. Which triggers the stimulation. I have to say I did the same thing. I don't have any chickens. But what I did do, so I positioned my wife's car. I said, okay, this is the one spot on this property that your car will not be hit when the roof blows off. Mm. Needless to say, I was right. There were 10 roof panels all over the fucking place. Like, wow. The next morning. The next day I was like, all right, sweetheart, I need you to hand me up some 10 panels. We're going to duct tape the motherfucking shit out of this roof until an actual company can come out and do it right.
Nice.
So she helped me lift up each panel by panel, and I would duct tape the shit out of it. Then I, did something impulsive and put like plastic over it or whatever it was. Anyways, we had a storm 2 days after. There were no leaks. And it was because of the fact that, like, my brain was so focused on, like, I love this house. I'm protecting this house.
Yeah.
And that's what we do really fucking well, is if we love someone, we are going to protect them with everything we have. I know you're, I understand, but, like, you can't deny that. Like, is Mark not the most protective person on Earth?
He's pretty protective. He's pretty protective.
He's pretty.
Oh, my goodness.
It's how to present things to him that will make all the difference in the world.
Yeah. I have, like I said, I kind of have tried to relinquish control and just let him figure out what he needs to figure out on his own.
Yeah,
because I know he knows the laundry, the dishes, the kids. And he used to do this thing where he would say he needs to go to the shop. Okay, the shop is this place. This is the shop.
Yes.
Which is separate from your physical house, right?
Right. Yep.
You have to walk up the property to get to the shop.
Correct.
And he would leave the house in the evening, because he has to go to get something from the shop. And then it would go like 20 minutes.
And then it's 2 hours. And then it's,
and I'm like,
yeah.
What's he doing in the shop? Yes. You know, and I'm here with the kids and it's bedtime and he's going to the shop. And you know what? So I started to pull the same shit on him. I started to pull the same shit on him. I would go do something else and I would leave him with the kids.
Yeah.
I would do it because I couldn't tell him. I could not tell him, like, okay, you took 20 minutes. What the fuck are you doing? Because he would get upset. Right. So I just decided that I'm going to go do something else. I'm going to be busy.
Yeah.
But when you need me. And so I'm going to give you a taste of your own medicine.
He's also perceptive enough to know that you did that. Exactly. For the reasons that you did that.
Exactly. And so, I used to wonder.
So his brain works in a way that can read the shit out of you. Like,
good. Read the shit out of me. Because I used to wonder. I love that. He was oblivious. I used to wonder.
No, he knows exactly what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing
it. Yep. And I know that now because I used to just chalk it up to, well, he doesn't see the things that I see. You know, I can't fault him for that. And then one time he told me that the dish fairy comes and does the dishes in the morning if he doesn't do them. And that in my mind was like, fuck you. I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
So this has been actually outstanding. I really enjoy this alternative perspective.
You know, some of the stuff that we talked about also, I don't think is necessarily, ADHD, quote unquote, people,
right.
But also in men.
Yes.
Because 100%. A lot of the things 100%. That I have issues with, other women have them as well. And I know that because I talk to other women and we have the same problems and issues and thoughts and concerns. And so I think there's a male component to it.
Oh, there absolutely is. Because we're the 8-year-old boy that can't sit still in math class. So we get diagnosed with ADHD when maybe we don't have it.
And you know what? But I would, you bring that up. And I would say that I would love to have had an opportunity with Mark to really have him reevaluated in a way. I really don't know. I really don't know. But point blank, I worry about what the Adderall is going to do to his brain in the long term.
I have the exact same worry about my brain.
Because it messes with the hormones in your brain and however that all works. I'm not a brain nurse. That's not my thing.
It does. My biggest concern is that it is a drug.
Yep.
But the thing is,
you need it so vitally to function.
When you are dealing with someone's brain, that if they don't have it, they can't wake up or they can't, you know, do these things.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden that's addiction. But if you tell someone that is addicted to Tylenol for their headache, you're addicted to Tylenol. Like it's a hard, it's such an interesting, you know, topic. I'm so glad you brought this up actually, because honestly, at the end of the day, I am 1000% convinced as a non-doctor, non-medical professional that what happened to Lauren was ADHD. And that is why I am talking like I talk to people. Let's just give you this. Let's just give you that. Let's just give you this drug, that drug, this drug. How about we hook up things to your head and then shock you? What the fuck person is going to respond to that?
I worry for Mark as well. Like, would he, you know, snap one day?
Mark would never do that. I would never do that, because we have a support system like you and like my wife, and that know that they have someone that understands, like, I'm feeling this way. But we need to surround people that are struggling with other people that are struggling.
It's just being able to create a collective mindset. You know, if you're going through it, there's likely someone else out there that is
100%.
as well.
So 100%. But you can't deny that your husband is one of the best people on earth. I mean, like, what are you most proud of Marcus for?
I would say it would be his knowledge.
Love it.
you know, we were talking about whether or not he would go back to get his MBA. And now he says to me, I don't think I could do it. Like, I don't, I see what you're doing and you would have to do it for me. That's what he told me. I'm like, you're right.
I absolutely resonate with what Marcus said.
MBA is what it is.
You can get your MBA. That's fine. I agree with Mark on this, because it's like, why the fuck would I do that if I'm making all this money doing all the, like, what is the point?
Right. And this is another thing that he does. Oh, I'm going to start it. I'm going to start it. I'm going to start it. And then he's going to start it. And he's going to start it.
Right. But when you see him sitting there doing nothing, he's actually thinking about how to start something and then how to start something and then how to start something. If you can give him that patience, the split second that it clicks as to what he's thinking to what he is actually going to do, it'll be the most brilliant thing you've ever fucking seen in your life. So now, one last question I have to ask you. What are you, Brittany, most proud of in yourself for whatever the fuck you want to say? Like, and here's the thing. It cannot be about your kids and it cannot be about your husband. It has to be a characteristic within you that you are most proud of. I was never thought I'd ask you this on this podcast, but after you have literally demonstrated a textbook of how to deal with an ADHD person, I want to know what you are most proud of.
Again, so, I'm going to go tell Marcus all of this
absolutely.
Later on.
Oh, and don't forget what I said, though, about like making it presentationally important. Like that's the entire key to
I will
all
work
of it.
On that.
So,
but as far as me.
Yeah, as far as you. Let's do you. I mean, shit. We've talked enough about ADHD people.
So I guess I know you said it can't be about my kids, but it's not necessarily about, I mean, you have to have kids to be this, I guess. Right?
What is your best characteristic, Brittany?
That I'm a mom. And that I am a working mom as well.
Oh, ah, love that.
That I work a job. Not that I, you know what, if I had all the money in the world and Mark had all the money in the world, one of us would stay home. That because it is much
You'd be so bored. You'd be so bored though to not work, like y'all would
but alternate. You know what, the kids, they're only little for so long, and I will reveal in my oldest, when it was Mother's Day, you know, daycare, they'll do little like cards and for all the different holidays, and so my oldest filled out a basically what mommy likes sort of piece of paper. You know, my mommy does this, my mommy does that. And my child wrote that mommy loves to work. Mommy loves coffee. But you know what? I didn't want those answers. I didn't want
to me though,
mommy loves to work means that mommy's always at work. And
but
mommy loves
true,
coffee
though.
And mommy loves this and that. And I was just like, no, I don't want.
But mommy loves to work. If y'all made $10 billion, guess what your child is going to think later?
That's
is true. That mommy loves to work, not mommy inherited or mommy did this. She made it herself. That is a massive thing. That is, I fucking love that, actually.
Oh,
I love that. Jesus.
Well, I guess you offer a different perspective, because, I mean, for me, it was like, oh, my God.
No.
I'm working too much.
No, it's not working too much. The fact that your kid recognized that you work means that later, what else do you want in your child than to work for themselves? Like, you don't want
That's true. I do want my kids to work for themselves.
Right. Yeah. So that you couldn't imagine a better compliment than that. That is unfucking believable. So, Brittany, within yourself, what is your best characteristic? Your best characteristic.
Ooh.
Not your kids, not what you have done for your kids, not marrying your husband, you know, all this. What within you is the best part about you?
What's the word? Hold on. Integrity would
Beautiful.
I related to my job. I related to my job in healthcare, and I would rather do the right thing for the patient as opposed to the thing that might be easier. And I will never shortcut something for the sake of myself and my own I just want to be, you know, like say I wanted to be done with taking care of this patient and I wanted to move on to the next. I would rather, you know, sometimes you have to do that, but I would rather take the time to do what was needed, as well as, I mean, I value safety above everything else. And that's what I do in my job now, is I evaluate healthcare safety. So I just see things from a bigger perspective, on how all of the pieces of the system kind of like interrelate. And because I'm not here for myself, I'm here for, you know, the patients.
So are people with ADHD.
Maybe that's why I married Mark.
You do the things that matter. All this bullshit doesn't mean shit. Like, it really doesn't.
Yep.
So yep. He will fucking kill himself for you.
And he will do things for other people. And like I said before, like, I kind of had to tell him, like, take a breather. Like, you don't have time for all of this. You don't have time.
We can't do it. We can't do that. And that's what's so hard, because if we take a breather, then we stop immediately. Then we'll do nothing. It's either, it's all or nothing. That's the problem.
And I just wish people would pay it back to him. That's what I think I would. If people would pay it back to him, then...
You sound exactly like my wife.
I would be okay with him offering up his time.
Right, but what might not be understood is that a simple thank you for being who you are is the payback to us.
I'll tell him.
Awesome.
What is your profession?